From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. Debbie Elliott is away. Tomorrow marks 4 years since U.S.-led forces launched the war in Iraq. Today, as the anniversary neared, pundits and politicians were debating prospects for U.S. success in the war. Retired U.S. Army General George Julwan, a former NATO commander, spoke on CNN's Late Edition about the new troop surge.
I think what we're seeing now is a very adaptable enemy. This enemy has adapted over the last 4 years to every tactic or strategy that we've come up with. And I think you're going to see an adaptability to this one, to what we call the surge. And I think it's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen, not just in 3 or 4 months like some politicians want the surge to end, but in months or years that I think it's going to take to bring some sort of stabilization to this country.
For now, U.S. forces are still suffering casualties. The military reported 7 U.S. troops killed this weekend. At least 3,217 Americans have died in Iraq since the war began. The first to die was Marine First Lieutenant Therrell Shane Childers, fatally shot on March the 21st, 2003, as he led a platoon to secure an oil facility in southern Iraq. I spoke earlier today with Lieutenant Childers' father, Joseph, from his home in Powell, Wyoming. Hello there, Mr. Childers. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Hello, and you're welcome.
Would you please tell us a little bit about your son? I know that he went by the name Shane.
Well, he was a go-getter, very active when he was even as a child, very strong, inquisitive. He stayed really busy. When he stopped, he went to sleep usually, and was that type of a person.
Lieutenant Childers was promoted to first lieutenant posthumously after his death. I would like to take you back a little bit to the time just before the mission. How did your son, Shane Childers, view the mission going out in the spring of 2003?
He was excited. I guess it was his kind of ultimate dream, maybe to be able to lead Marines in combat. You know, I mean that's what being a Marine platoon commander is all about, actually. So he was pretty excited. I think a little apprehensive, but I think anybody would be.
Mr. Childers, did you think 4 years ago that the war would last this long?
Well. I'll just have to say that I was hoping that it wouldn't.
We've been hearing a lot now that we're at the fourth anniversary of this war, and the administration's position seems to have changed since the U.S. invaded Iraq in terms of what the mission is. Do you still support it?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you tell me why, a little bit about why?
Well, I guess the fact that there's considerable number of people of a known religion that want to kill us all. And I think that we're not going to get them all, but we're going to have to stay with it pretty much till the outcome is determined.
So I would take it that you would support the troop escalation that we've seen recently as well.
Yes, ma'am. I hate to see more of them go, but I don't want to. I was in the military for 21 years, but I wasn't a line officer and to make those decisions. But I think sometimes, or I've thought often, that we didn't have enough people over there for a long time anyway. Mm-hmm. That's just my own opinion of it.
Mr. Childers, is there something that you and your family do on the anniversary of your son's death to honor him as a family?
We usually visit the cemetery, but we do that frequently, year-round. Of course, there's not a day goes by that what we don't think about him at some stage of his life, you know.
Right.
A lot of people, I'm going to have to say this, a lot of people look at someone that lost a soldier or a Marine or that was, say, 30 years old, and maybe the country looks at losing a 30-year-old Marine or 18-year-old Marine, but I look at it that I lost that little that toddler and the grade schooler and the junior high kid that made the tables for his, end tables for his mom and shop, and the high school kid that decided he could run the 12 miles to high school one day. And, you know, so we lost, and all the rest of them have to, a lot more than just a soldier or a sailor or a Marine.
Well, Mr. Childers, thank you so very much for speaking with us today and sharing your memories.
You're welcome.
Joseph Childers. He's the father of Marine First Lieutenant Thurl Shane Childers, the first U.S. serviceman killed in Iraq. He died on March 21st, 2003. First Lieutenant Childers was 30 years old.